You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Tav came to his Abba's tent, so he started crying, and, his Abba said, unfortunately your brother was here first, and then he gave me food and so on. So now they ask, so every father that cares about his children, just taste the food a little bit, and then make him happy. Why he was so strict? That, first of all, didn't give him the blessing and didn't taste from the food. Sorry? Chazaka Baruch, very nice. So now here they bring that, actually, Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, he was very clever because the Gedayim Yisim that he had to prepare, it was for Pesach. One was Korban Pesach, and one was for Korban Chagigah. So now, when Yaakov came to his Abba's tent, when he ate, he made sure his Abba will eat the Afiroman. So, as you know, after the Afiroman, we're not permitted to eat anything. And Oy Vavoy, if he would not eat the Afiroman, because whatever that Esav prepared actually was not a kosher food, because he was not able to make the food that was suitable for his Abba to prepare, so he did something else, that the food was not really kosher. So now here we see, that's why the Yitzhak Avinu was not able to eat the food, because he already ate the Afiroman. And as Esav said, now I know why his name is Yaakov. What did he mean? He said, that's why they named him Yaakov. Why? He says, Ya'gaveni fa'amayim. Twice he did to me. That's what his name is all about. What do you mean? I guess he meant that when he grabbed his heel, they should have named him Erev. Yaakov, his name should have been Erev, that he grabbed the heel. But Esav said, now I know why they named Yaakov, because when the Yud is added in the beginning of your name, that means for future. So that means once he took the blessing. So now I see he took the bracha too. Why? Because that's what his name is all about. He doesn't give up. He keeps going and going. Once he did it, now he's doing it again. That's why his name is named after the future. So Esav meant that we should not give up neither. So now sometimes, you see things, maybe it's not going forward. So that means, don't forget, you, Bnei Yaakov, you have to go on, and B'ezrat Hashem, we'll see Yeshua.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.